Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Claudia Monticelli with another episode of Multiple Voices. My Multiple Voices podcast, true to its name, includes different series. For example, we have the Voices of Love, where we discuss relationships, the voice of empowerment, the voice of laughter and play, the voice of pleasure, and the magical voice of archetypes and how they change the way we live. But we also have the voice of memory that includes everything from history to discussions of past life regression. There's also writing voices, where we interview both seasoned writers and authors who have just started getting their feet wet with writing, and we learn what can work for you as potential writers. Our series called Voice of the Spirit discusses different forms of spirituality and religion. And then Channeling Voices is a series that covers what happens when you channel, but is also extended to mediumship. Take a moment to review this podcast if you've enjoyed listening, and leave a hearty 5 stars. I'd appreciate it. Enjoy your listening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Claudia Monticelli with another episode of my podcast, Multiple Voices. And today I'm with Liz Larson. Liz, say hello to our audience.
Hi, everybody.
She's here with us today. She's talking to us from Oregon. And Liz, we were having fun before we started recording because she's from an Italian background, and she was telling me about her trips. And so we got to know each other a little bit. But who is Liz? Liz is a co-creator of the Cogno Movement System, and she'll tell us about that. She's a master neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. And not many people know what NLP is. We could probably talk about that. She has her website, which is cognomovement.com, and all of her social media that will put under the description. Now, there's a number of different topics here on the table, and I'm going to start picking her brain one at a time, if you're ready, Liz. Huh?
I'm ready.
All right. One of the topics that I know that you would like to talk about is how the nervous system interacts with the world around each of us.
Yeah. You want me to just start talking about the nervous system?
If you talk about that, perhaps we can talk about that in a context of spirituality. Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So one of our big focuses internally within our group of Cogno Movement really is consciousness. Mm-hmm. And how the consciousness, what does the nervous system have to do with consciousness? We don't usually think about that.
Okay.
The other context in which we talk about it is energy and voltage in terms of voltage joules.
Energy.
Mm-hmm. So with our work, we change the nervous system, which changes the body's voltage, which in turn changes consciousness.
Okay. We need an example here because it's a little abstract.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the ways that we discovered this is it's a great way to share this. We did a seminar called Cognoconscious. Mm-hmm. And we worked in David Hawkins' map of awareness levels. So with that, you go from shame to enlightenment and all the way up, and there's a value, mm-hmm, assigned to it in terms of energy, mm-hmm, a value. So it goes from 20 all the way up to about 700. Well, we decided that we were going to use our work, which again changes the nervous system, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more, mm-hmm, changes the way the mind and the body interact along the power lines of the nervous system. So we're clearing things like shame, guilt, fear, anger.
When you say clearing, what do you mean?
So we look at the nervous system as a way that the body communicates with itself, mm-hmm, and also how it communicates with the world around it. In terms of, power lines, imagine a power line running from the brain to the body that has an electromagnetic hormonal current that goes round and round, right? Mm-hmm. Body has a feeling. Brain makes up what to think about it. Brain makes up what to think about it, sends a feeling down to the body. And round we go. So there will be one of those patterns within the body that has to do with shame. And that pattern may spread out over everything. It may have to do with money, may have to do with family, may have to do with sexuality, relationships, whatever. So that particular pattern has a cost of energy, horsepower. Sometimes it's as much as 25% running in the body. So what we do is we change the way that pattern runs between the brain and the body through the body's own natural systems that allow for that kind of change. So we'll actually do what we call as deleting a pattern. So we might delete multiple patterns around shame, which may have a cost of energy, like I said, of 25% of the body's overall energy. When that energy returns, which is what happens immediately when one of these patterns is changed, is consciousness raises.
Okay. And when you say consciousness raises, what do you mean by that?
Okay. So we did this seminar, Cognoconscious, right?
Right.
But knowing that, we would change consciousness through deleting patterns. So we do this all the way up the scale. Massive changes, people feel different. But after that first seminar, when they got home, we got the most interesting phone calls. Hey, I don't know if this is normal, but all of a sudden I've got energy flowing in my hands and I can heal people. Oh, yeah. Okay. Another phone call was, hey, I don't know if this is normal, but I'm blessing everyone in the airport. We got three of those phone calls after the first.
Interesting. Interesting.
I can see the being within these people. I can see the light within them. And I'm finding myself wishing them the best life ever. Is that normal? Turns out it is. We have people who go home and have massive psychic ability changes. Or people who became instant manifestors. One person went into a shop right after the seminar and wanted this pair of boots. Couldn't really afford it. Left, came back half an hour later. Those boots were not only on sale, but there was one pair left and it was in her size.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Let me ask you, you talk about a seminar. How does it work? I'm a client. You work with individual clients or corporate clients?
All of the above. So it turns out with the work that we do, because it's very physical, we're accessing files of the brain through the eyes, accessing the physical part of the nervous system through sensation in the body. That's a big shift when it comes to our work. We're not working with the logical mind, almost never. We're working with the physical sensation, so pain, discomfort, euphoria.
Good.
And because of it's very physical, we tend to work with a wide range. So we can change a compromised brain, someone who's had a concussion or a stroke. We can change the neural pattern for that person, turning back on muscles and changes in neuropathy. We work with athletes in the same way. So something that might take an athlete a year to train in, we can train into the body in about 3 minutes.
This is was my question. I come to you and I don't know, I can't write anymore. I've lost my motivation for writing. I'm writing a book and I've lost energy. What typically does the program look like? Is there a 3-month program, a 6-month program? Is it just a series of seminars? What does it look like?
So we have practitioners all around the world. So a person can just work one-on-one with a practitioner to get the changes they need. Then we also have an online course. A person can buy. It's $2.99. It teaches them all the steps. And many, many people do it for themselves. And then the fun part is they start to work with other people. We have practitioner programs. And then we have classes all throughout the year on different subjects, manifesting relationships, things like that.
Good. And so if I say to you, I would like, I've done the course online, the seminars online, and I'm really interested, but I want to proceed. I want to get better at it. I would like to even be part of, you know, I'd like to be a practitioner. Is that possible?
Oh, yes. So our practitioner program is about 4 months long, which is a little misleading. That's how long it takes to get in the information. And a person could be certified after that length of time. But we're less interested in the certificate that you get and more interested in people really understanding the ideology and the toolbox.
Yeah.
What we give is a toolbox, and practitioners can pick and choose and know how to use the pieces. So many times it'll take up to a year for a person to really feel comfortable and get certified. But I want to share this too. We're committed to the planet having this information, being able to clear all the old crap that's left over, all the stuff. And the people that come to us have done everything. You know, they've done EMDR, they've done NLP, they do Reiki. Many of them are mediums or psychologists or doctors. And they come to a place where they're ready to finally get that last piece out.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to stop you just a moment, because compared to all of the above and many other things, if I'm not mistaken, the approach that you're talking about is actually having people taking responsibility for their situation, their issues. It seems like they are, you've written co-creator of the Cogno movement system. And I'm wondering what that co-creator means, you and another person, or you with...
Okay. Yeah, no, actually the founder, the person who this idea popped in their mind, the first piece of the idea, is Bill McKenna.
So
he's my business, Bill McKenna. So, I mean, we met, we were working together doing some other things, putting on some seminars, and Bill had this weird little idea. And, you know, we were working together at the time, and I thought, well, that's a weird little idea. But he said, you know what works, but I'm not sure why. Well, my master NLP practitioner knowledge said, I said, oh, I know what that is. That's a brain remap. So, okay. So, you know, he's getting some pretty incredible results. He was working with people. This is interesting. So a Catholic retreat center, he was doing energy work with people every weekend just for free. And he said, I can change people in the moment, like get them out of pain and things.
Right.
A lot of older ladies. But when they come back, it's back the next week. So he was looking for a way to get more permanent change.
Right.
And he discovered it was the first creation of this ball. This is what we use. It's called a Cogno ball.
A Cogno ball.
And it's a complex geometric symbol and color. And it actually speaks to the left side of the brain. And it's shape, 3D, and touch, kinesthetic.
Right.
Speaks to the right side of the brain. And initially he was just moving it back and forth, tossing it between himself and the client. Well, he discovered that their pain was going and not coming back. But here's the difference. It wasn't about the logical mind pain. It was put your attention on that pain. Don't push it away.
Yeah.
And stay in it.
Yeah.
Stay in the pain. And then do this crazy little tossing the ball thing. So I'm like, oh, that's a brain remap. Okay, no problem. I've got a lot of those tools. Didn't think another thing about it. Well, fast forward about 8 or 9 months, and, like, you know, I'm helping building the things and doing the things, but I didn't use it a lot. So he said, well, let's certify some practitioners. I'm like, oh, geez, it's a little early for that, but okay.
Yeah.
So I had to use it in my own practice. So I begin. And it's this long thing. It takes a long time. And I'm like, I don't have time for that in my life.
What is a long thing when you say it's a long certification?
No, I'm talking about each session. It's a little embarrassing, but it was like it took 15 minutes. Each round took 15 minutes. And I'm like, that's too long.
I don't understand. I'm not sure I quite understand when you say what took 15 minutes.
Okay. I know this is kind of funny. So what Bill was doing,
yes,
is he's having them focus on the pain.
Right.
And for 15 minutes, he was tossing the ball back and forth,
right,
having them call out the color and symbol.
Yeah.
You know, so we're pushing information back and forth across the corpus callosum of the brain, mm-hmm, harmonizing the nervous system and calming it while giving the body the attention on the pain. Body, right, look at the pain, look, mm-hmm, at the pain, look at the pain. And we're rerouting the neural pathway. That's what was happening.
Right.
So he would do that solid for 15 minutes. And for me, that just felt way too long. And in that 15 minutes, the pain would go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is just me and my brain and my process.
I see.
So what I started to do at that moment is layer on some other things like eye accessing cues, moving the body from physical sensation with the eyes in the low position, mm-hmm, into neutrality with the eyes straight ahead, into ideas and inspiration with the eyes up. So that's when together we started to really create the systems.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. That's what happened.
And so when you talk about certification, that came out afterwards, correct?
Yeah, actually, Bill had this desire to start teaching people right away because it was starting to be so effective. Mm-hmm. So we started to certify people at the most basic uses, having no idea what it would turn into eventually, mm-hmm, about the first year in. Mm-hmm. And people were able to get those same results. And due to the way that it rewrites the neural pathway,
yeah,
the result is long-lasting or permanent in many cases. So people who were those early practitioners, and many of them are still with us,
yeah,
they were able to get really fast and easy results physically. Mm-hmm. The emotional part came after, mm-hmm, when we realized that not only were they clearing that pain, but within that pain might have been years of frustration,
yeah,
or loss. That the pain obviously started like when a woman's husband left her, mm-hmm, or when she was afraid that he was going to, yeah, leave her. Mm-hmm. Or with a deep resentment. So the pain and the emotion became very, very evident together. And so when you say we're having people take responsibility for their own thing, yes. Mm-hmm. But only in that, literally, if it's happening in your life, if it's happening in your body,
yeah,
there is a pattern within you,
right,
responsible for it.
Right.
And you don't even have to know what that pattern is. In fact, most of the time you do not. Mm-hmm. But there's a way to rewrite that pathway between the brain and the body,
right, right,
that stops that signal. And it stops not only the physical pain, but it stops the emotional sensation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It collapses it, deletes,
yeah,
it.
You know, I'm listening, yeah, to you, and the example, for example, a woman whose husband left her or was about to left her, and I'm thinking, the women leave husbands too.
You know, I mean, right. So, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm thinking in a way, I get the system, and I get, how long have you been working with this?
I think we really are within our sixth year now.
Okay, so it's not that long.
No.
It's not that long. No, how many practitioners do you have that you have trained, that you both have trained?
Well, there's two different answers to that. Mm-hmm. Active, currently about 35 around the world, mm-hmm, that are currently in practice on our website. Mm-hmm. There are many more than that who are like therapists.
Yes.
Who use the system in therapy.
Their practice.
Mm-hmm. But don't promote themselves as a cognomovement practitioner.
Okay, I see.
So we have people who are acupuncturists,
yeah,
who use cognitive movement, many physical therapists, use CogniMovement. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of thing where it's a great add-on to other systems.
Other things, yeah. When yeah. you, this movement of the CogniMovement, mm-hmm. how did the word come up? How did the name come up?
Because it's cognitive.
Right.
There's a cognitive piece to it, the brain.
Yes.
First, we're harmonizing the left and right sides of the brain. Beyond that, we're actually accessing the files, the literal files.
Oh, yeah. Of that the brain. Wasn't what I was interested in. That it's cognitive, it's evident. The movement.
Yeah, the movement. Okay. So the movement really refers to
right. okay.
the movement of the ball. So there's bilateral movement to start with. We're crossing the center line
right,
of the body.
Right, okay.
In almost everything that we do, we're using a bilateral movement.
This is interesting. Very interesting.
We're moving from low,
right.
meaning like about the hips, up the body. So we're changing the perspective of the brain.
Right.
Through eye movement. Moving that up the body. So there's bilateral and upward movement.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Very interesting.
We're often also moving... We use a lot of figure, but in
the
infinity
eyes,
around.
The eyes are very, yeah. very important. I'm a Feldenkrais practitioner, and
yes.
I give lessons in movement. And to yeah. my listeners, please contact me. The first lesson is free. And the eyes are one of the most, well, I can't say the one of the most, but it is, they are, when people use their eyes, so many emotions come
oh,
out,
yeah.
and it's just too. Or when they use their sternum, anything to do with the thorax and the sternum, just brings flows of tears and tears and tears. The emotions just come out. That there, where people were stuck with their emotions, and this is, and now I'm understanding clearer because then I put the two and two together because we have neurological shifts when I work with the movement, the type of movement lessons that I teach. And you do change perspectives. Your thinking changes along with your body. And it's the same notion. There are many common elements here. Good. So
yeah,
I guess really that you started and you never turned back.
Yeah. Well, it's true. When we realized what was possible and how quickly it was possible, because both of us had long histories of
right. different
all
experiences.
Kinds of classes. We did all the things. You know, we did all the things that everybody's done. And when we realized how quickly we could create change and in the all the topics we could create change
right.
around. One of the most exciting ones for me personally was with athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that you understand this too with Feldenkrais. It's so physical that the emotion comes with it. That's a part of it. But that what changes in the body is so important.
Yeah.
And that became so important to us as well. So,
and it's so
yeah.
Experimental. It's like an exploration because you never know where it's going to lead you. It's different for everyone. And it's fascinating, really. This is what I like about it the most. Let me ask you something else. Let's say, okay, so this is Liz Larson, right? And Liz Larson is doing this now. What will Liz Larson be doing in 5 years or 10 years? Can you project that far?
You know, I don't know that I can.
Mm.
And I'll tell you why. You know, when we first started this work, I would have said, oh, yes, I know what I'll be doing.
Brava, yeah.
When we started this work, we started to change our own timelines so rapidly.
Of course.
Now, it's just what's next.
Yes.
What's
one moment.
By the end of the day, mm-hmm. who I am will be a different human.
Yes.
A different being. My life will look differently. And I would have thought that that was a whole lot of a load of, you know
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
Except for that we're experiencing it and everyone using our systems experiencing it. And we thought, how is this possible? Well, we realized that we're generating a signal. It's like a Tesla coil.
Mm-hmm.
And those patterns that we're generating on our power lines, in our nervous system, create a field. Well, we know this about electricity.
You are creating a shift of consciousness.
That's right.
And that's massive today.
We're changing the way that we are interacting with the greater field. Mm-hmm. So we're a good match to whatever's going on in that nervous system, yeah, good, bad, or ugly. When we change it, we become a new match.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is really it looks like you're in a new reality.
Yeah.
A lot of it is you're in a brand new perspective. You see things with new eyes. You know, mm-hmm, 10 minutes ago, you thought this way.
Right.
And 10 minutes later, you're like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the world looks like.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It really is.
It's incredible. It's really fascinating. And I have to say, every day, at least once a day, I say, gee, why did this happen now? Why couldn't it happen years ago? Boy, I would be in a different place today. But, you know, one step at a time, one step at a time.
You know, and I want to go back to you said that everybody's responsible for themselves. You know, we're in a culture where people say, well, that's victim shaming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we look at it this way. If you knew you had the power to change whatever that is, whatever they're doing over there,
right,
if you could change it in your experience through yourself, would you do that? Mm-hmm. We choose to.
Yeah.
I know that if it's happening to me and in my experience, I got a pattern that that's a match to. Dang it. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me go do my session and change that.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes.
Yeah.
So for me personally, it's extraordinarily empowering.
Yes.
To have the tool.
God, yeah.
To be able to do that.
Yeah. Boy, thank you so much, Liz, for taking the time and sharing all of these goodies with us. And people can come to you through your website, cognomovement.com. And they can find you on your Facebook page, Cogno Movement, also Cogno Movement in Twitter and Instagram. And there are links to your books. And what are they about?
So I want to invite everybody to come to the website and download those. They're free. The first one is called Suffering is Optional.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of Bill's sayings. And it's true when you realize that you can change these things in your body, the physical feeling part of suffering.
Right.
It's optional. And sometimes you want to suffer for a little while. You know, sometimes you want to go around in your sweatpants and not wash your hair for a week.
Sure.
And then you decide differently. So it's an option. And it tells about the origins of the work.
Yeah.
And it shows a whole lot of stories.
Uh-huh.
And physical pictures and images of what's actually happening in the bodies. So that's a lot of fun. They're short. It's a short book.
Good, good.
The other one is called The Tiny Book of Big Manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually shows and tells the steps for changing your body and changing the interaction with the field. And actually some fun with working in the energy of the field, feeling its mass.
Yeah.
Being able to find those patterns in your field and touch them. And it's a, you know, really fun discovery. But they're free. And Cogno Movement Facebook page, there's tons of sessions you can watch and be a part
of. Good. Oh, great. Thanks.
Lots of free stuff. Lots of free stuff.
Thank you so much for coming. And I really appreciate you having the time to talk with us. Thank you,
Liz. Thank you, Claudia. It was so much fun.
Bye-bye.